Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This made me, I swear I never want to go back out on the ocean, man.
No,
ever.
As soon as you hear, they could put this behind a sunny day on a TikTok video, and I'd be terrified.
Because you're waiting for something to go wrong.
Yeah.
What is this song?
I have no idea, but it sounds like a Pirates of the Caribbean,
yes,
or like something like
that's
that.
That's what it makes me think of, Pirates of the Caribbean or something.
Yo, oh,
you spend a lot of time on TikTok.
I love the videos, though, man.
I love TikTok. I don't even watch any TV. I just watch TikTok. I watch a WIP afternoon show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I watch TV for if I'm watching
sports,
a movie with my wife,
mm-hmm,
or sports.
Yeah.
I don't watch any TV shows.
I agree.
My wife will keep on. She knows every episode of The Office, every word of it, backwards and forwards, and will leave The Office on the television for 3.5 hours.
Oh, just running.
Just,
yeah.
TV. She loves TV. I'd rather watch TikTok, to be quite honest with you.
He said that like that was normal.
Yes.
Like, I'd rather watch TikTok.
I would rather watch TikTok.
Well, I'm mostly with you.
Yeah.
It's just more entertaining.
Yeah. And to get a new show every minute and a half, you kidding me? Want to watch people eat in their car, get caught in Walmart for being a predator. What?
Or shoplifting. Well,
I saw one video of that the other day, because I think you talking about it somehow ended up on my algorithm.
Yep.
And the guy was like, it's about time.
Oh, really? He got caught and it was about time?
Yeah. We confronted the guys who confront him.
Have you seen... All right, last thing. Then we'll get to Saquon.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's our next on the record. Is that what we're doing? Yeah, on the record thing. Did you see the guy who they caught him for being a creep, but they told him he won a Corvette, and they went through this whole thing. They showed up at his house. They're like, you won a Corvette. They take him over to the car, and the entire time he knows something's off. And then it was in like part 4 or whatever that they finally reveal to him that they know he's been texting like a creep. You see that one?
Did not see that
one. Oh, it's
did
a great
not see
one.
That one.
It's a great one. All right. It's On the Record Friday. We've been going through the biggest points of conversation we've had all week about the Eagles. First one, defensive line. Got to go on the record, optimistic or pessimistic. Second one, Jalen Hurts decision-making, optimistic or pessimistic, moving forward. And now, for On the Record Friday, the final one, are you worried about Saquon touches? So, I actually am.
Mm.
And... You are obviously the leader in Sign Saquon. We're very.
Thank you. I'm glad you acknowledged
that. 100%.
Thank you.
I think Saquon's great. I said when they signed him, watching him in New York, he is more explosive than people know. Was not obviously that was a great debut. I was not surprised at all about how great he was in that debut. I think he's a great back. But I've also seen him get hurt the last few years, and anybody can get hurt at any time. The reason that I'm so concerned moving forward. And we'll see. It's only one game. It was they were winning. You know, they had to run the ball. Here it is. It's really two-pronged. The first one is he only caught two passes. Mm-hmm. And I think if the touches were, if it was 26, but six of them or eight of them were receiving, mm-hmm. and the other ones were rushing, maybe I'd be a little less concerned in that he has a little more control over how much he's getting ground down or hit if he's catching a football as sure. opposed to running into the line.
Yep.
The second thing is I just can't figure out where, what to do if we want to get him to 20
right.
or 19. Mm-hmm. What are those six or seven other plays? Because we're saying at the same time, we want, or I am saying at the same time, I want some fewer touches for Saquon, just as an average. You sure. know, the game to yep. game will be different.
Yep.
But also, I don't want Jalen throwing more. So how do we get from 26 to 20 with also maybe even fewer throws? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I can't figure out where those plays go, and that's why I'm worried about
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing. They had 78 plays Sunday. That's a lot of plays. I yep. think, I'm not for sure, but I would guess around 60, 65 plays is usually your average amount of plays in a game. If the time of possession is equal. Now, if they get in a position where they dominate the time of possession like they did with some long drives, then maybe there's going to be more opportunities for Saquon to sort of touch the ball. But if I'm envisioning this offense the way I think it's supposed to go, they also want explosive plays down the field. So if I was to go by each possession, there's going to be a shot or two down the field to either AJ or Devontae. And if they hit on those shots, that's 30 to 40 yards of field position that goes away that you don't have to worry about trying to pick up a first down, running the ball. So it may not be as many touches there.
Would have been five or six plays yeah. that are now wiped off.
Yeah. When we think back to this game, AJ's play was the only big passing play of the game, right?
It was 60-some yards. I mean, the Saquon touchdown catch was, what, 20 yards?
That was like 20 yards.
Yeah, it was the big play. That was the only
big passing
play. That
was the only one, right? And yep. We can look up Devontae's biggest catch might have been about 15 or 20 yards.
Yeah, but that was the AJ one was only the only big one.
And so
sure.
the Eagles basically had to march down the field a lot. Mm-hmm. And they were giving Saquon the ball. So to your point, if I thought they were going to, if this was going to be their formula every game, I'd be concerned. I don't think they want Saquon to touch the ball 26 times a game.
That's not the plan.
I think they yeah. want it closer to 20.
Yep.
18 to 20 times a game. You know, I think, and now the catches, here's the thing with the catches. He's probably only going to get about 3 to 4 opportunities for receptions a game. Like, how many receptions do we think? He's not going to get 5 or 6 catches a game.
Well, but it also depends on Jalen, too. I wonder.
Or if he's dumping the ball off right.
I wonder if we were to look at his breakdown in camp, mm-hmm. how many times he was throwing Saquon the ball
in camp.
It was
a lot.
Camp,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the problem could be solved that way, mm-hmm. right? If Jalen gets smarter with the ball, maybe takes what's given to him a little bit more. Maybe, and we did hear that Saquon was getting the ball thrown to him a lot in camp.
Yeah.
Maybe that changes too. Because I was actually surprised that he only got 2 receptions. I thought
right.
there would be more, but maybe that's how. So overall,
I'm not concerned.
Not concerned.
I am not concerned. And as a matter of fact, I want him to. I don't want to push it. I don't want to push it, though. He's not 24, 25 years old, so I don't want to overdo it. I don't want to overdo it. And I think they may fall into that sort of false sense of security by just saying, you know what? Let's just get a ball to Saquon. That's working for us.
Well, because yeah. you know in a tight game, like you can't be like, well, you know, we're at 25 touches right now. Like, you got to win a ball game.
Well, and yeah. but that's why the plan's got to be there from the beginning. Because just to, I don't mean to bring everything back to basketball, but
Oh, you're a hoop head.
Well, I'm a hoop head. The thing with Embiid minutes is, If you're aiming for 32 minutes a game, you have to go into the fourth quarter knowing that if You have to plan for that early.
You got to plan today. He's going to play a lot in the fourth quarter.
In the first half, it means he's got to play 14 minutes or something because it's not going to work. So what ends up happening is you go into the fourth quarter. He's already played 28 minutes, and the game's close, so he plays 10 minutes, and that means he's at 38 because you're in a position where you're like, well, what are we going to do? Not win the game?
Right.
So that's why it has to be sort of an organizational or a strategic commitment to making sure that they're in a better place with that.
And I tell you what, I know exactly what you're saying, and I understand it, and I could agree with it a little bit. But if we're not going to give him the ball early in the game, as frequently as I'm saying.
Yep.
We better be winning.
Well, yes, because then he's not going to get the ball at all.
Exactly, yes. Right. So
yes.
I can understand holding off on how much you want to use him. But, man, you're Kellen Moore.
I know.
You know he sees 26 back then. He's like, man, why should I be down the ball? Man, just give him the ball.
Spike, I got one thing for you.
Oh, what boy. You got?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Plus 650. Offensive player of the year for Saquon Barkley.
Yeah. Oh, I'm betting that.
It's down to plus 650.
It's already plus 650. He's a favorite.
I'm plus 650 is fine. I'm doing it. I'll bet it.
I got him at plus 2,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I got him in the preseason.
Because we thought we were going to be limiting touches.
Yeah. After that first game, they're like, holy cow.
By the way, I thought of you guys last night.
Super.
Went to, wife and I were going to watch a movie. I'm like, you know what? I need a drink. So I'm going to go to the liquor store to get some scotch.
Here we go.
How about that?
So the just a little one. Just take the edge off.
Gotcha.
Little.
The edge off for the movie?
Us, man. It's time to get right.
Little.
What kind of movie were you watching?
A horror movie. It was called The Something of Becky or something. It was good. It was fine. It was a little... I hate when they put politics in horror movies. Get that out of there. But overall, it was pretty good.
It's different than what he was watching.
What was he watching?
When you're doing the porn.
Huh? Oh, God. Never mind.
Okay. So I'm in the liquor store, and the guy at the register at this particular liquor store is always chatty. So he's like, what are you doing tonight? I said, I'm going to watch football. He goes, you know, I have some parlays down on that. I'm like, okay.
Everyone's got a parlay.
So the guy's got no idea about football. He just likes playing, you know, putting parlays.
Action, yeah.
So he goes, I had $334 in my account, so I put this much on the parlay, blah, 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 blah. And he said, I put $34 on this parlay. And I go, wow, so that must pay off. He's like, yeah, if I win, that's like $3. And I was like, you put 34 cents on the parlay? And he said, yes.
Nice.
34 cents?
He bet 34 cents, he told me.
Oh, he's playing around, man. Yeah, get off FanDuel. Yeah, get out of the way.
If you're not bet,
well, I ain't gonna tell you what to bet, but I'm telling him what to bet. Get out of the way.
34 cents.
Yeah, get out of the way.
Big winner.
Yeah, I just thought to myself, man,
what's the point? Yeah,
if you're in that situation, like, look, everyone should do what is comfortable for them.
Right.
That is the best
that's
way.
That's fine.
Be responsible about it. I just never heard somebody told me that they put a because if you're gonna get 10 to 1 on a parlay,
that's my issue. Like, you're proud of that.
What's that?
He's proud of that.
He's proud of that.
He just he was it wasn't that he was proud. He just he can't stop talking.
Oh, okay.
He's a big talker. Yeah. Big talker. All right. 215-592-9494. Gotta get this. Well, we talked to Stewardess Jim for a moment. Thank you for giving your advice to Justin from Tennessee, Jim.
Well, I mean, I was lying to him. You know that. You really think I'm going to tell him exactly the things that have happened to me? I mean, it's his first flight.
Tell me the worst thing that's happened to you.
Let's see. Well, there's all right. Here's a short list: fires, fights, death, a 9/11 scout I had to deal with, evacuations. I had a plane stall out at 42,000 feet.
Oh Lord!
Aborted landings, and I helped a woman give birth.
Yeah. So we're going to forward this to Justin.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow. Fire on the flight?
Yes. I've had two of them.
Now, is that because some sort of malfunction or somebody was on there trying to smoke?
Ovens and a person was, well, I've had a lot of people smoking. I mean, I was flying when they were smoking. So,
there used to be a time when you could smoke on the planes.
Isn't that the craziest thing ever?
It's unbelievable.
Because most planes still have the little smoking sign.
Yeah,
I don't quite understand it. But I try to tell the younger flight attendants, I said, let me just point this out for you. The last 15 rows of this airplane was all smoking.
Right.
The last row in first class was smoking.
Wow.
The flight attendant smoked and the pilot smoked. You had nowhere to go. You had nowhere to go.
What a time.
The pilot smoked. And
you helped a woman give birth. How, I'm trying to keep this.
Yeah, what was that like?
How involved were you with that?
We were leaving Jamaica, and we had to land in Charleston, South Carolina. And, it was all out there. We had the blankets and the pillows and the screaming and the doctor, nurses, and I was holding a leg, and it was something I can't get out of my head.
Do you take the umbilical cord as a souvenir or something? Or?
Placenta pack? Placebo? Is it placebo?
Placenta.
Oh, placenta.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell this to Justin. What I should have said to him was like, you know you're going on a cruise in the middle of hurricane season.
Nah.
Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that to him.
Yeah, poor guy.
I hope he's not listening.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
All right. Do you have anything else, Jim?
No, I can't be mad at Ike. I've been mad at Ike for a while now, but it's hard to. You know, look, I mean, all of a sudden this week you guys have been so nice about the Cowboys after 6 months of spewing your hate, and this is going to happen, and that's going to happen. What happened? They beat the Browns, and now all of a sudden, like, yeah, San Fran, Dallas, Detroit, they're looking good now. I'm like, I'm sorry, what happened?
Oh, you know this year will be a failure.
Oh, yeah, listen. I gave you grace. They beat the Browns. I picked the Browns to beat the Cowboys, so I'm not going to act like I didn't.
So did I.
I picked the Browns. They won. Who they got this week?
They got New
Saints.
Orleans at home.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to 2-0 then.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Ike, I have a name for you that's going to make you lose sleep. His name is DeMarvian Overshone. Did you see that kid, linebacker for the Cowboys, the way he chased down Watson? Man, Micah Parsons is like, man, we got this made. This Cowboys defense is awesome.
Give me that name again.
DeMarvian Overshone.
Sounds fake.
Yeah, don't even sound real.
Just fine. He had 11 tackles.
I'll give you a name. Zach Bond.
Oh, please.
Blue boy.
One game wonder.
I'd rather have Jermavion Contravion or whatever.
Whatever his name is.
It's hard to be. I can't be mad at Ike. I love him. So, hey, I have a fraud alert. Can I talk about this fraud alert?
It's just going to be another caller.
No, it's Hugh Douglas.
Oh, then I'm listening.
Does Hugh do anything for us?
So he recorded a sack, but he also had a penalty against him.
Okay.
So the team took the penalty, and he was still given the sack. So isn't that fraudulent? Do we need to go back and look at everybody's sacks, like, you know, Ike?
I only had 6.5 of them. So
yeah, don't take away one of his.
Yeah, don't
sacks.
Take away one of mine.
Yeah.
But this is fraudulent. Come on now, the penalty.
Hold on, they accepted the penalty And he got credit for the sack. That doesn't usually happen.
So he should have 79 sacks.
Thank you, Cowboy Jim. All that accountability.
Yep.
All right. Good luck, losers.
Get out of here.
Go back and take away his huge sack.
Can you imagine?
It's like Michael Jordan's fake stats from the 90s.
Oh, shut up.
I knew that was coming.
Can you imagine? You're a woman. You are in, you know, one of the most important moments of your life.
Mm-hmm.
You're about to give birth.
Oh, yeah.
It's in an inopportune time as you are on an airplane leaving Jamaica. And you're going through pain. And you look down, and holding your leg is that guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
That guy.
This is awful.
Hold it in.
It's awful.
Hold it in.
I would do that. Get a cork.
Dude, I don't know how they would do that. That sounds insanely painful.
Well, I mean, they had
babies. Did you see Walker born?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
When it was done.
Yeah.
I did not enjoy it at all.
I mean, they had babies before doctors.
Yeah.
You know, so. I'm just saying, you know, you don't know how you could do it.
I'm talking about I didn't enjoy it.
Oh, yes, of course.
I'm sure Renee didn't enjoy it either.
She didn't have to watch it.
That's my point.
So who had it worse?
Yeah. When you think about it.
Who had it worse?
When you think about it.
Hard to say.
Yep. Coming up next, everyone's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show, Top 5 at 5. Jack, you want to give us a hint as to what we're in store for?
Rod begged to be on it.
Rod begged to be on it? Wow.
Well, he thinks he's worthy of being on it, yes.
Really?
On this list.
Well, we've found out from the polygraph test that Rod thinks he's maybe a little more worthy than he actually is.
Wow.
All right.
I am not afraid of you.
The truth. All right. Top 5 at 5 is next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.